Okay, Lamed Simon Lamed Beis Sif Yud Tes is discussing what does the sofer have to say and have in mind as he's writing the actual tefillin. Listen, it goes for Stam as well. B'tchilas haksiva yomar b'fiv, you should say out loud, ani kosev l'shem kedushas tefillin. Right, this is very important. If it doesn't work, if he doesn't say this, it's not going to be good. So you have to say, I'm writing this now for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin. Milvad provides mvad zeh b'chol pam shekosev askara. So askara means one of the names of Hashem. Havaye, Adnos, Kil, Elokim, Elokoh, Shakai, Tzvakos, Ekye, according to some. So, if he's writing one of the names of Hashem, Tzarech Lomer, Shakosev, L'Shem, Kedushas, Hashem. So, that's right. In general, I'm writing this for Kedushas, Tefillin, and then before each name, he should speak out. I'm doing this now, right, for the Kedushas, Hashem. Then the Ramah continues. Yesha Omrim, some say, Desalyu, Machshav, Shakosev, Azkaras, Lishman. It's enough just that he has a machshava like this. So on. If he says it the first time, you know, I'm having in mind to do this, you know, like a megalodas at the beginning.
Oh, it's all the shame was that all right, I'm doing the shame.
Right.
And then when you get to it, you don't have to.
Well, he should, but if he didn't, does that first declaration save him, so to speak? We have a concept that the Chai Odom brings in Hilchas Tefillah. Really, it's supposed to come on us to have for Shema Vaya and Shema Elokim, right? So, what if a person at the beginning, he finds printed some Sidurim, right? That I make the following tonight, I'm being Modi. Right now, I'm saying everything that I have, every time I mention the Shema Hashem today during davening, Tefillah, and Brachas, I have these Kavanas in mind. If I don't have it at the actual time I'm making the Bracha. So that might work or might not, be the Evid. But maybe not for Shema, maybe not for the first bracha of Shemona Esrei. But it's a similar concept, you know. Like I'm saying right now what I have in mind for everything. So that's what he says here. And then he writes at the end, the Ramah brings down Yesh Lahakya, but the end.
Well, that's what the machine matzahs. The person starts the machine, the same matzahs mitzvah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the machine is going. Nobody.
Kola osel das v'shonu osel. Right. Everything I'm doing is based after that first machshava.
Right.
Very good. So we'll talk about this. A few interesting dirshas on that, and we'll see. Does that even work with two people? What if I start the process, but someone else takes over from me? Two so from me. If one guy starts it and says this, and the other guy picks up from him, could the first guy's das transfer over to the second guy or not? Right? It's an interesting question that Dirshi brings. Okay, where were we? We're in the Ramah, right? The bottom part. When you're getting tired, this is just a general Eitz Hatovah. When you're getting tired, you shouldn't write then. Right, the inner coast of Oz Kavana. You're not going to write with Kavanas right now as you're you know falling asleep. Okay, now we'll pick up some of the Mishnah Berurahs and the dear shit. Okay, begins the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Sadi Beis Bitechilas. Right, so this is talking about when you're beginning the process of writing the tefillin. Because if you mess up even one letter, it's no good. You can't go over and retrace it, right? So the Dirsh explains that's a problem. Ksav agave ksav. That to do one writing on top of another writing. The Gemara's in Gittin discuss this. Utechilas roitzla mozmi at the beginning. Techilas kol haparshios yomer. Every time you start one of the parshios, you should say ani koisev parshios elu l'shem. I'm writing this now l'shem the tefillin. Right. If you look in the Dirshu 139, he says Ve'im lo amar l'shem kedushas tefillin el l'shem tefillin bilvad. What if he doesn't write the word kedushas, but I'm just writing this for tefillin? Sukosiv and shut shevet hakahasi b'shem ha'reliyoshiv shemoyel b'diyeva. That technically that would work if he didn't say the full sentence, but he got out that much of it. That would in fact be good. Okay, umahani zeh midin, afili im hifzik bein parshios. This would work even if you had a hefzik between the two. Ach, amar mikol malkom, tov yosef, shiom etechilas kol parsha. You should really say at the beginning of each and every single time you're writing. Haksiv and sadigimel. Nira dehu hadin betikun ha'osios. What if you're just fixing it? So also, when you're going back to retouch up some letters and do something, you have to say this as well. And if rodo is tzarech lishmon, you have to do this for the same tefillin. Hoyo bilvav hachia tefillin heim psum. If you don't have it this way, then it's no good. It ruins it. The ein alehen tzura sa'osios kiroi, because they're not written the correct way. And the key line, I like to read it. 99% kosher is 100% possible. So if you didn't do this correctly, then it messes up the tefillin. Yomar af im acher kosev. He writes it even af im acher kosev. In the middle, if you haven't said it yet, mefiv to speak it out. Mishnah says to lo sogi b'machshava af b'diavad. Just to think about this is no good. It's not sufficient. You have to actually speak it out according to the mechaber. I'm bechushu b'kiva eger. Okay, tzarivov. Ani kose, this way you should speak out. Ve'yesh shekosvu denochon shomer az gamkin v'chol askar shebol l'shem kedushas Hashem. Right, and all of the names of Hashem that I'm going to write should be included. Deshema yishkach achkach l'kadesh Hashem b'mekoma. Maybe because when you get up to that, you're going to forget, and it won't work. Okay, so now you've saved yourself because you were megaladas beforehand. Ayin bir halacha. Sadi Zayim Bechopam every single time. The im kosev shte az koros beli hefseg dai bekidush echad. You could say this just once. So this is a good Torahable question. Good Torahable question. Where do you have three names of Hashem consecutively? Right? Where which two? There's two psukim.
Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
All right, Shema Azvan, Hashem Hashem. What's the other one?
The other one.
Very good, from the back, excellent.
You said Torahable,
Torahable. These are good Torahable questions. So yeah. If the sofer was writing either one of these psukim, Shema or Hashem Hashem Kiel Rachim V'chan, right? So then he could have one, that this the shame Kedushas Hashem would work for all three. That's what he brings down. Yeah. Or he brings two, but we added it. We took it to a third level. Okay, we'll finish up. Tzadi Ches. You say it's beginning. B'tchidas HaKesiva, Shehu Koisev, L'Shem Kedushas Tevilin. Ve'af delo hiskir b'techilas kedushas askaras sagi. He didn't mention the beginning. That's okay. V'mikom malkam hara hiskir l'shem kedusha. Aval im gam b'techila lo hiskir b'feirush rak b'machshav v'alma. He didn't say anything. He just was thinking about that. O sha'at lo kiddush es askaros afilu b'machshav. And he didn't even, afilu b'machshav. That's all he had. Afilu b'diavid lo yotza. Then that does not even work on a b'diavid. He has to actually speak it out. Again, but if he did the one at the beginning, said b'diavid, that would work. Aval lechatchila tzarech lama b'feirush b'chol pam shekosev askaros l'shem kedushas Hashem. He really should speak this out every single time. Afilu im omer b'techilas haksiva v'chol askaros shebo. Even if he says again, like the Chai Adam's advice by tefila. So here, even he says by the tefillin, every single time mention Hashem's name. That's what he should do, so that would work. V'chein posku hachronim. That's what the achronim maskin, that this is what a person should in fact do. Okay, we'll stop here for today.